Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means here on Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday! Yeah, that's that day that I, as your benevolent dictator-like talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate, and I got a lot today, but it's really easy. On Freedom Friday, all 3 hours, I'm going to give you, extend that opportunity to you. Pick up the phone, and you can sound off on whatever's bugging you, or maybe words of encouragement. Like, don't give up, folks. This is far from over. In fact, I think today's a pivotal day. Very pivotal day. I do hope you have some food. I'm probably going to go to the grocery store myself today and get stocked up, because it could get really interesting over the weekend, because today is a pivotal day. The number to call on Freedom Friday to sound off on anything you want to talk about politically is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. You can always send an email, by the way, to Jeff at 1220.am, like Roger did. About Oregon's political tax credit, you know, this is the end of the year. Oregon gives you, if you're unfamiliar with this, let me just share it with you, because Roger asked a great question. Oregon's political tax credit. What is it? Well, what it is, it allows you, if you're a single person like me or a married couple, it allows you as a single person to give $50 or a married couple up to $100 to any political candidate or political organization that has a political action committee. You can give them that money, and the state literally gives it back to you, dollar for dollar, penny for penny. No kidding. They do. Oregon's political tax credit. You could give it to, say, a candidate. Maybe you gave money to Kim Thatcher like I did. Well, as a single person, $50 of that is given back to me by the state of Oregon when you file your taxes in the following year. When Republicans were in control of this before the Democrats, they hate it, folks. Oh, boy, do they hate it. It used to be that you could claim it and get it back earlier, just like the Oregon's refund, right? The amount of money that you get back when the state takes in more money than what, you know, the kicker, right? When the Republicans were in charge of the kicker, you used to actually get a check, coincidentally, you got a check in the mail just before Christmas. Boy, people like that, don't they? But the Democrats want to weaken it, or its impact, or how it impacts you. So they changed it so that you can only realize the benefits sort of kind of in a backhanded way only when you file your taxes the next year. So it loses its impact like it had. Anyway, the whole point of talking about Oregon's political tax credit, folks, you only have a few days left before the end of the year before you can give money. Now, lots of groups are out there asking for that qualified. So his question is which organizations qualify? For example, does Gun Owners of America? How about the Second Amendment Foundation? How can a person find out which organizations qualify and which don't? says, I've tried the Oregon Department of Revenue, but didn't find an answer. Foundations do not qualify because they are already your contribution to a foundation, a 501c3, is already tax deductible or entirely. Okay. Second Amendment Foundation would be one of those. Now, Oregon Firearms Federation Political Action Committee, Oregon Right to Life Political Action Committee. Anything that is a political action committee, heck, I have one. Capitol Watch Political Action Committee. It qualifies for your political tax credit. Again, this is unique to Oregon. But it has to be a political action committee or a candidate. Okay, Bud Pierce had, you know, before the death of his wife, tragic death of his wife, you know, he had announced his run for governor. He would have to set up a political action committee you could give to him. And I'm just giving this as an example of a candidate. Representative Mike Nierman that we had on yesterday, he has an ongoing political political action committee. He's a candidates committee. That qualifies. If you gave Mike Nierman as a married couple $100, you get that back when you file your taxes, dollar for dollar. It's free money, folks. So the Oregon political tax credit, if you wanted to help, say, Oregon Right to Life, subject very dear to my heart, abortion, you wanted to help them, you could give their Oregon, not a foundation, but your Oregon political tax credit to the Oregon Right to Life Political Action Committee. That's how you do it. And most of these groups you can find on their website where it says, and they'll usually, this time of year, they'll have something on their website about political tax credit. So I hope that that helps you understand. It has to be a candidate or a political action committee in Oregon. A 501c3 foundation like the one I have at Oregon Capitol Watch Foundation does not qualify. Capitol Watch Political Action Committee does qualify. Okay? So those are the differences. I hope that it has to be a PAC, Political Action Committee, or a candidate. Okay? All right. So here's the big question. I'm going to throw this at you. This might be a little interesting. It's kind of a twist on what we've been talking about all week. Will he or won't he? What do I mean by that? Will he or won't he? Will the Trump, I want to call him the Trumpster, but I shouldn't. And by the way, before I go any further, Wilbur, our reliable liberal listener, wrote me this email. It says, you know, I've always had trouble with the conservative, what conservatives preach on Sunday. I don't know, Wilbur, do you go to church on Sunday where there are conservatives preaching? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But anyway, he continues and he says, I've always had trouble with what conservatives preach on Sunday than how they ridicule and condemn others the rest of the week. I don't understand how this can honestly be denied. Well, I wrote him back and, you know, I said, you know, you're right. Cause he is. And that I've done it myself and I've done some of that on this show. You know, I believe in the grace of God. Believe me, I do. And I believe in forgiveness. Those are not things that are typically employed well in politics. Now he says, basically it's how you can confess those things, this is how I read it, and then turn around and engage in Luciferian tactics of ridicule and mockery the rest of the week. And of course he says condemning others, and I think that yes, you can ridicule people but not condemn them. You can make fun of people and not condemn them. But I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. Now, you hear me on this show really walk the line of that sometimes, and maybe it's not the right thing to do. And I have to tell you that I think about this from time to time, and I mean that. Just, you know, I call Kate Brown for what she is. I believe she is a Marxist. I believe that is her political philosophy. Now, when I say the regressive totalitarian Marxist is a political ideology, I don't think that's ridicule. Now, if I call Kate Brown a tyrant, which you do, which I do rather, maybe some of you do too, but I mean, the reality is I think she is at times. When we call her Queen Kate, or we call her an idiot, or we call her a petty tyrant, that's probably where I go over the line. So, Wilbury, I think you're right. And thanks for writing the email. And frankly, to all of you, I apologize for engaging in anything really that would be ridicule. Because you know what? It is, if you've ever read Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, ridicule is a powerful, powerful tool of demeaning someone, of making them appear to be illegitimate. You know, name calling is kind of part of that. Trump is a master at it. I've never liked it, and I don't think it's a good thing. To be honest with you, I just don't. So to that extent, adding adjectives like petty or Queen Kate is maybe not the right thing to say. Calling Queen Kate's, there I did it, calling Kate Brown's actions tyranny, calling her a tyrant, is not. Calling her ideas or the ideology of the people that rule Oregon, and they do rule, folks, in my opinion, regressive totalitarian Marxism, is not. So the phones are beginning to light up. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Will he or won't he? Will Trump today, over the weekend, will he engage in the extreme? And especially with what is being revealed about, apparently, an actual recording of Chief Justice John Roberts. The Epoch Times is engaging in they're trying to get the actual recording. Lynn Wood, the attorney for We the People, that has a case before the U.S. Supreme Court, which is slow walking all of this, by the way, probably because of John Roberts. This recording, he says, has been placed in with third parties. That means he's probably worried about his life. That's how you do that. Epoch Times is trying to get so how would they have gotten the recordings where he supposedly calls Trump a blank, blank? How would they have gotten that? Was it legal? Illegal? Is it true? There's another rumor about John Roberts and the justices screaming at each other that I believe is not true. But there's a lot more, and it all has to do with China. And we're going to get into that in addition to your phone calls. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. One line open, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. All roads lead back to China, folks, and how they compromise and blackmail as a matter of regular practice politicians, business people all across the world, not just in America. It's happening here in America. And the Epoch Times reporter a guy who has a YouTube channel. I watched an hour of his stuff this morning alone, in addition to reading about it last night, lays out the issues. Now, I'm just going to throw that out to you because I'm going to tell you a story later in the show. Also want to let you know, joining me at 7:30 is Janice Deisinger, who, along with Representative Mike Nierman yesterday, you heard him on the show, 2 days ago went to sit down with the Polk County clerk and learn about how Polk County uses their Dominion ESNS voting machines, which still have all kinds of back doors into them. We're going to talk with her about that and some other things that might scare the living daylights out of you or call into question the validity of who's even registered to vote in Oregon. That's at 7:30. Got to go to the phones. It's Freedom Friday. All the lines are full. We'll start first with Art. Go.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Freedom Friday. Wilbur, my friend, you got to understand that we are very passionate about our rights and our country and our love for freedom and justice for all. It's really interesting. He writes these little emails. I don't understand. But I understand. I was a Reagan Democrat and still remained in the Democratic Party, but then finally became a Republican because they cared more about my rights than the Democratic Party did. The Democratic Party likes to rule over citizens rather than, you know, do and follow the Constitution and laws. And so, quite frankly, I believe that a lot of Democrats are the slaves of the party. And I am no slave of the Republican Party, okay, I am a member of, and they listen to me and, you know, treat me with respect, but they also have respect for all of my rights. The Democrats do not. If you don't follow their agenda, they will not waver. They care only about money and power. And if you look at Republican leaders, most of them care about our country. But anyways, Jeff, I wanted to make that because Wilbur, you know, we're not perfect, okay? But we tend to serve our God and have respect for people, etc. But anyways, Jeff, to answer your question about are you ready, do you think the Trumpster should do whatever he has to do, I do believe that. The election was stolen from him. There is no doubt. And whether you like the way he does things, he has done so many positive things for our country, you know, the economy, creating Middle East peace. He really cares about the individual American citizen, and our opportunity to be the best we can be. And also, you know.
Yeah, but all right. You're doing a recitation of what we all know is true. Will he pull the trigger and do it? Will he declare martial law?
I think he will if he doesn't get a senator to do what they would like to do and take away the votes of those states. If there is a debate, I think he'll wait and see how that goes, and then he will pull the trigger, Jeff.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to let you go. Ron and Glenn, I want you to hold on through the bottom of the hour break, because I think his options and his timelines got advanced pretty severely yesterday when it became known through the DNI, John Ratcliffe, that the intelligence community, the career professionals, in other words, the deep state, had not finished coordinating their report to him. The DNI came out, his office said that the coordination wasn't finished, and it probably wasn't going to happen until January. The DNI said later that he is not going to sign off on the report if it doesn't include severe criticism of China. All roads go back to China, including Mitch McConnell, including probably Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think that's come out yet, but I think it's there. And John Roberts. Not just John Roberts being on the Lolita Express, but being compromised by the Chinese in a, I mean, it's just stunning. The depth of this would blow your mind. And I'm just beginning to learn about it. The stage is being set, friends. It truly is. And I think with that yesterday, we all expected that today that report from the DNI would be given to Trump. It ain't gonna be. However, the DOJ and the Office, the Department of Homeland Security, will be giving reports, supposedly, today. Is that enough for martial law? And I'm going to throw another really big wrench into the...
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. We are in a three-hour show, as you know. Only the first hour, however, is a rebroadcast in the evening replay at 6 p.m. However, all 3 hours will be up on the podcast. I'm having to get my brain back into how to do all of that. And producer Phil is helping. Quick programming note, at 7:30 this morning, I'll be interviewing Janice Deisinger, who is a grassroots observer and is extremely knowledgeable, having spent years in observing Oregon's mail-in political vote and registration system. She was also with Representative Mike Nierman at Polk County a couple of days ago. We're going to talk with her because I, and believe me, you want to listen to that. You'd be shocked at what happens in Oregon when it comes to all of this election stuff. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Like Ed did. Says his Oregon political tax credit he gives to Oregon Firearms Federation Political Action Committee. It's run by my friend Kevin Sterrett, OFPAC. He's given his money to them for the last 15 plus years. You care about your Second Amendment rights? That'd be a great place to put your money. Because believe me, Kevin is a powerful force in the Capitol with legislators, and that's what we need. All right, so just before I get back to the phones, we'll start first with Ron, then we'll move on to Glenn. I've got one line open, 503-589-1220. I want to remind you that if you use CBD products, you really ought to use and buy from Oregon, and buy specifically from a Salem-based company, ProBioscience. You can check out their website at pro-bioscience.com, pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. It's who I sell my CBD to, and that's where I buy my products from. And it's fantastic. Because, believe me, you don't always know where you're getting the source of the CBD and how much is really in the product you're paying for. What you do with ProBioscience. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. And Oregon-grown CBD is grown to the highest standards there are. We have the toughest regulations in the whole country, folks. And far tougher than that cheap isolate that comes in from China, of all places. So you can have great faith. If you great faith in the product, and believe me, it works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. You ought to try it. Pro-bioscience.com. I love that pain stick. When I have sore muscles, I put that pain stick on. And not only does the pain go away, but it sticks with me for like a day. And a lot of these creams and rub-ons don't do that. This stuff does. Pro-bioscience.com. That's the website. Check out all their great products. And if you buy online, use the discount code for December. The code is the word Christ. We're in Christmas time, right? Christ. You get 15% off. Plus, they have a loyalty program that you get even bigger discounts if you refer other people to become customers. Satisfied, happy customers. ProBioscience, pro-bioscience.com. To the phones, we'll go to Ron. Ron, good morning, brother. Thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind on freedom of right?
Well, we're going to hit all of it. First thing is, Jeff, our governor is a Jezebel crow. The reason I call her that is, number one, she is the newest form of retro-Bolshevik. She's a real Marxist. She's going to lock down till March. How many more businesses are we willing to lose? Are we going to have the fortuitous like Yamhill County or like some counties in Northern California who had signed a declaration and said with the county commissioners and down there, board of supervisors, and they said they're going to follow the Constitution and become an autonomous county?
And or how about the city of Mossy Rock, Washington, Ron? The whole city of Mossy Rock, Washington,
yes.
Told the Washington governor, we're not doing this anymore. We're not locking down. We are open for business. Now, yeah, you're right. Kate Brown just extended. Folks, you haven't heard of what Ron's talking about. She just extended the lockdown another 60
March
days.
March 31st.
Yes.
And,
it's outrageous.
And which makes it bad. Our small businesses are getting chewed to hell. And I'm sorry to use that word because I know I'm a Christian, but I have a Gideon's, and I'm not going to let off. You can't be lukewarm. No different than our founding fathers. I might be a Samuel Adams or a John Adams, maybe with a little bit of Patrick Henry in my blood, Irish Cherokee and a little bit of that black blood. But nevertheless, you can't serve two masters, people. And the thing about Judge Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, remember when he twisted his ankle and all of a sudden that 4-4 tie? And now he's not going to do that? And if it is true, because I've seen the same video. If it is true that he did that, he needs to step his Kentucky Fried Chicken butt down. And you know who will be the Chief Justice of that court? It would be my brother, Clarence Thomas. Can you imagine that?
Yes. And, oh, man, wouldn't that be awesome? I will tell you, there are calls right now. There are people who are beginning to say publicly, John Roberts needs to resign. Now, Lynn Wood, I mean, I want you to think about this, Ron. You know, if someone has a recording, and Lynn Wood is a defamation lawyer, okay, so he wouldn't be saying this and saying that he has a recording. If somebody actually has that recording and the Epoch Times can get it and make it public,
oh, it's done.
John Roberts would have to resign, or at least at the very least, Ron, recuse himself from any of these cases.
That's
and
exactly
Justice Breyer,
now,
who apparently also had a conversation with. Now, the question in my mind, Ron, is who got that recording? How was it obtained?
I can tell you what's a possibility. Maybe one of the, maybe Grahams or one of these others that became clerks for Amy Comey Barrett could be one of the court clerks for Thomas or Alito. It could be possibly somebody within their own Congress that may have been at the right place at the right time. But you know something, if Lynn Wood is that scared, you know it goes on the dirty laundry of China. Everything leads to the Silk Road, the 10,000 talents. That's what they want. And people, if you don't understand your liberties, the longer they keep us shut down, the options, I mean, you had a doctor that talks about the hydrochloroquine and talks about the, whatchamacallit yesterday. All these things tied together that empowers us, the individual, and have us live our normal lives. But why are they trying to give us in fear? Why do they want to lock us down? Why do they want to get rid of these segregation-owned businesses? Why do the governor want to go through and say, we're going to give money for one group of businesses unless you color? That's there is my version of why she is called Jezebel Crow, ladies and gentlemen. She is hateful. She is segregatory and divisive. And that is not a governor that leads to, for, and by, and serve the will of the people of Oregon. I think that's all I have to say, Jeff. But Trump will do something
thank
like
you, brother.
After Christmas.
God I appreciate you. It. Thank
have
you
nice
so
weekend.
Much. Be blessed. Have a wonderful Christmas, and I'll talk to you till then. Two lines open, right. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Friends, it is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be what's on my agenda today at all. It can be anything, 503-589-1220, or send me an email. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn. Rich sends me an email about Wilbur's comment. He says, Jeff, I think he's trying to play you. It seems that he hasn't looked at all the hate and vile attacks from the left on conservatives. Or maybe that's okay in his mind. Well, let me stop there. Yeah, you're right. Wilbur never does. He never admits to that. He always goes after conservatives. But it also doesn't mean, Rich, that that's not a valid point that he's making. And I take it to heart. I really do. Look, friends, I'm either going to live my faith or I'm not. You know, Ron just said something about being lukewarm. I'm not going to be lukewarm. I have been. And I can tell you, I've done a lot of damage to the kingdom, to the whole concept of Christ as a savior. I have. I admit to that. Because I've been lukewarm. I'm not doing that anymore. Rich continues with his email, says the left doesn't care about the individual. That's right. Note the attitude about helping out the people in this country in this time of need. Oh, no, they don't. They want their agenda first, last, and always regardless of the pain to the country. The left is an evil socialist communist group, as we all know. So with that stated, I think he doesn't know that or is in complete agreement with that agenda. I think that's an accurate assessment. He's either in agreement with it or he just doesn't know it. That could be entirely possible. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday.
Yeah, Jeff, when I was in Southern California meeting with John at Grace Community, I gave him some rare earth materials with some notes. He also gave some calendars to all of us, and he made a hint that this may be the last year you need a calendar. Also, the Lord gave me a parable. I want to give it real quick. Do I have enough time? It's very
yeah, you
unique.
Got about a minute. Go.
Okay. The parable is about fretfulness, levity, and reality. Go out and buy a turkey and three thermometers. Put the turkey in the oven. On January 6th, if you have a home and a job, open the oven and put the first thermometer in the turkey. If it's cold, life is cold. Life is cold. Close the door. On January 20th, if you have a house and a job, open the door, put the second thermometer in the turkey. If the turkey is lukewarm, close the door. On March 28th, if you still have a job and a house, open the turkey, the door, take out the turkey. If it's done, move it out. Eat it before Pentecost. He may be your last supper.
That's interesting, Glenn. Very interesting. Thank you. 6:48. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So will he or won't he? Will Donald Trump pull the trigger on the elements of the executive order, maybe all of it? And will he do it right away over the weekend? Now, General Flynn, if you saw his interview on Newsmax with Greg Kelly, said something very interesting. Under martial law, under the suspension of habeas corpus, under the arrest of Supreme Court justices, a lot of things would happen, because you see, none of that would be done by the DOJ or the FBI. None of it. It would be done by the military. Now, that is an extraordinarily difficult thing to wrap your brain around. At least it is for me. Except, friends, that's all been done before. All of it. Now, I haven't done the research to verify this, and you know, maybe some of you can while I'm on the air today, because it's a three-hour show. General Flynn said that martial law has been imposed in America 63 or 64 times. I did not know that. Is that true? He also was alluding to, he also said that the president could go in with the military and have the military rerun the president, well, all of the elections in the battleground states, maybe in specific counties. All of it under martial law. Wow. Can you imagine what happens to the stock market? Can you imagine what happens to the lying media? Can you imagine the explosion of rioting? I don't know. That, and it seems, General Flynn seemed to suggest that martial law and elections have been actually conducted under martial law before. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet, folks. But I'm telling you that all roads in all of this lead back to China, and the stage is being set for it. Peter Navarro did part of that yesterday with his report that he released. Now, again, before I go any further, I got to pay the bills. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a local Salem company. It's one of our great advertisers, a small business in Oregon, in Salem. That's been here a long time because they take care of their customers. They do something good to make your life better. Because if you don't have a good filtration system that kills viruses and bacteria and that kind of thing, they can put one of those in your home. They can fix your ailing furnace or your heat pump. That's what they do. And they do it well. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Now, folks, I'm laying out for you an extreme position here. The Epoch Times story says Flynn says Trump could use military capability to rerun election in the battleground states. Now, the Epoch Times story doesn't mention what Flynn does say in the Gateway Pundit story, where Flynn is quoted in that interview with Greg Kelly saying, I mean, it's not unprecedented. These people are out there. These people are out there talk about martial law like it's something we've never done. Martial law has been instituted 64 times. He says, I'm not calling for that. We have a constitutional process. We clearly have a constitutional process. That has to be followed. Now, here's the problem, folks. And this is the stage that's being set here. And every day, it looks like more and more of the pieces of the puzzle are falling into place. That's why I started the show with, will he or won't he? Rich wrote me a subsequent email, says, that's a very good question. We don't know what he knows, and this is a very grave move. This is going to have dangerous side effects. I pray he thinks long and hard before he decides. My family and I always wish him the very best, and may God guide his judgments. Yes. Folks, the suspension of habeas corpus, the military, the invocation of the Insurrection Act, the martial law, created because of the executive order. All of this stuff about China, the exposing of it, the exposing of this recording, of supposed recording, of Chief Justice John Roberts, not only talking with Justice Breyer about blocking Trump's reelection, but another part of that where John Roberts says the MFR isn't going to get reelected. And that was clear back in, I believe, August. Probably that was leaked by someone who is on the right side of the intel community, who has all of that for good reason. All of that would have been done, folks, with Trump's approval. Remember that little tweet out, that picture by the guy that does all the digital media for Trump, for the White House, about, and it was deleted in about an hour. All these people sitting in the room talking about something momentous. You suppose that could be part of it? The decision that because the courts, the Supreme Court is slow walking Sidney Powell's lawsuit, and giving no reason for it. That's John Roberts, folks. Everything John Roberts has done means he's compromised. The leaking of this audio tape would have been done on purpose by someone, and everybody knows that the effect it's going to have. Because now all of this, plus the deep state military intelligence, or not military intelligence, but the intelligence community, not giving this report to Trump on time. The DNI coming out saying he won't sign it unless it includes the China stuff. All of that is already enough. According to the actual words of the executive order, it's already enough for Trump to invoke the provisions of it. Will he or won't he? We'll explore that and a lot more. We've got two more great hours to go. Stick with us. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. Back in a moment.